Leonard, where did you envision marrying Penny?
Will you shut up?
I know how to make it special.
I told you we are not recreating the wedding from The Sound of Music.
Yes, you made that brutally clear to me. What I was going to suggest is if that you're willing to wait until Sunday morning, the Google satellite will be over Pasadena. You can have your wedding photographed from space.
That's so cool.
Oh, way to go, Raj.
I keep telling you, if I wasn't an astrophysicist, I would have been a party planner. It was always a coin flip.
Okay, so we know we're gonna do it Sunday morning. Now we need to find a good place for the satellite to see us.
How about our roof?
Oh, oh yuck.
That's great.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe my maid of honor dress is gonna be on Google Earth.
So we have the where and the when, but we still need to figure out who's gonna do the ceremony.
Well, that's easy. Anyone can go online and get ordained as a minister. I know a piercing parlor where for $100 they'll marry you and stick a wedding ring through any body part you want.
Great. Well, who's it gonna be?
I'll do it, provided I can perform the ceremony in Klingon.
No.
What do you see in her?
Центр, доложите, как много вытекает?
Leaking? What's leaking?
Fuel.
Shh.
Это не слишком плохо. Можно полодить.
Отлично. Спасибо, центр.
There's fuel leaking and we're still gonna go?
Don't lose your Fruit Loops, Fruit Loops.
This happens a lot. 9 times out of 10, no problem.
What happens on the 10th time?
Problem.
Hey, guys, before I forget, I got you a little groomsman present.
Oh, thank you, man.
Fantastic Four, annual number 3 from 1965 in mint condition. The one where Mr. Fantastic and the Invisible Girl get married.
Oh, dear. I was afraid of this.
What?
While a thoughtful gift, this comic book in this condition is worth at least $100.
Yeah, so?
I bought you and Bernadette a gravy boat worth $88. Which places me in your debt. And I can't be in your debt because someday you might ask me to help you move. Or to kill a man.
I doubt he'll ask you to kill a man.
But what if it's his only way out? I can't risk it. Here is $12. Now we're even. Yeah, wait. I bought a card. Give me $2. For the record, this is why I hate gift giving.
Who is it?
It's the groom.
You can't come in. Bad luck to see the bride.
Okay, fine. Bernie, I have to go pick up my mother! I'll be right back!
Why can't she drive herself?
She doesn't want to sit in her dress and wrinkle it, so I'm gonna lay her down in the back of my neighbor's van!
All right, just hurry!
Okay, I'll see you later, Ma. Lovely bride-to-be. Really gotta watch that.
Come on, Raj, we're ready to start.
We're ready? When I say we're ready. Okay. Now we're ready.
Ma, you wanna move your chair over here so you can see?
I'm fine where I am. I don't wanna fall off the roof.
Fall through the roof before you fall off it.
Benny?
Your new mother-in-law's a piece of work.
Not now, Dad.
She's got a bigger mustache than me. Here you go.
Here you go. What am I, a football?
Like that guy could catch a football.
Howard and Bernadette, the five of us stand before you as your friends and newly ordained ministers.
Louder! They all got ordained! They're all marrying us! It's adorable! If you want to hear, come closer!
Guys, when I look at the two of you starting your lives together, it fills my heart. It fills my heart. Okay, I'm gonna need a minute.
Okay, I'll go. Howard and Bernadette, I know you two plan on getting married in a big fancy wedding, but when you're in love, it doesn't matter where or how these things happen. It just matters that you have each other. Problem? No.
I think the Reverend Hofstadter is making an ironic connection between your statement about love and your rejection of his proposal in the bedroom.
Oh, grow up.
I didn't say it.
All right, that's enough from the both of you.
Well, he started it.
Well, I'm ending it. Bernadette, I want to thank you for allowing me to be your maid of honor. I also want you to know that I will be happy to do it again if this marriage craps out.
Thank you, Amy. Very touching. Howard and Bernadette, you are lucky enough to be best friends who love each other. And that's the strongest kind of love, because at its core, it has kindness, patience, and respect. Qualities that are hard to find in people these days.
Would you like some aloe vera? You just got burned. All right, my turn. Howard, Bernadette. Dachdaj Mokka.
Shelton, I told you don't cling on.
Fine, I'll do it in English, but it loses something. The need to find another human being to share one's life with has always puzzled me. Maybe because I'm so interesting all by myself. With that being said, may you find as much happiness with each other as I find on my own. The Klingon would have made you cry.
I believe you two have prepared vows.
Howard Joel Wolowitz, like you, this is going to be short and sweet. I love you with all my heart and soul and promise to be with you forever.
Bernadette, Marianne, Rostenkowski.
She's the only woman who can yell at me!
Until I met you, I couldn't imagine spending my life with just one person. And now I can't imagine spending one day of it without you.
By the power vested in us, by the state of California,
and the Klingon High Council.
We now pronounce you husband and wife.
That's ignition. I love this part.
Me too!
I have strongly mixed feelings!
Oh my God, it's happening.
Did I miss it?
No, come on in, hurry.
I love that man.
Me too.
I can't believe it. This whole time, a small part of me thought he was lying.
This is it.
boldly go, Howard Wolowitz.
Three,